AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. This just in from Baltimore. All six police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray have posted bond tonight. Meanwhile, the streets of Baltimore are teeming with marchers. People are chanting, dancing, and fist-pumping after the news that those six officers were charged. Family attorney Billy Murphy says they're hoping this makes a real difference.
The lasting changes we make will be Freddie's legacy. And the changes we make in Baltimore can set the example for this nation.
In Atlanta, police say that a woman shot and killed in a patrol car yesterday was able to fire first. That's because she slipped out of handcuffs. The 26-year-old auto theft suspect had been arrested 7 times before. Having trouble paying your rent? Based on census data, more than 1 in 4 renters in the U.S. use at least half their family income to pay for housing and utilities. Our Rita Foley explains.
The news reflects one of the shortcomings of the recovery from the Great Recession. Income isn't going up as fast as rent is. The recession pushed more Americans into renting, millennials, former homeowners who faced foreclosure, and low-wage workers.
An emergency evacuation from a Hawaiian Airlines jet today. Passengers had to exit using emergency slides after an odor of fumes led the pilot to turn the plane around and head back to Maui. No word what it was.
Don't forget who's taking you home.
A music legend has died. Former drifter Ben E. King was 76 years old. He died of natural causes near his home in northern New Jersey. A Tennessee woman who ran the Boston Marathon is looking for the man that she kissed on a dare 2 weeks ago. Barbara Tagey says her daughter dared her to do it. This is AP Radio News. Here's a problem for some who've bought the new Apple Watch. The heart rate monitor and some other features might not work if you have a tattoo on your wrist. The AP's Brandon Bailey reports on the tattoo gate issue.
There's some speculation. There might be technical solutions, perhaps by changing the kind of light or the light sensor in the watch in some future models or versions of the watch. We really don't know if there is a solution or what Apple may or may not be able to do about the problem at this point.
Same problem may affect other fitness tools like Fitbit. Almost a week after the heartbreaking news from the earthquake-stricken Nepal, there is a small moment of joy. A baby girl was born today to a young Nepalese couple in one of the field hospitals set up to help the injured. Repeating our top story, the six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray have now posted bond. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.